ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ नमो भगवते श्रीदक्षिणामूर्तिस्वरूपाय श्रीदयानन्दरूपाय परमगुरवे परमात्मने परब्रह्मणे यस्माज्जातम् जगत्सर्वम् यस्मिन्नेव प्रलीयते येनेदम् धार्यते चैव तस्मै ज्ञानात्मने नमः। बेसिक गोइंग थ्रू दिस पंचकोश विचार पंचकोश विवेकः सभी पंचकोश प्रक्रिया Having thoroughly, gradually analyzed step by step every level of experience, Annamaya onwards, and having at every level negated what is available at every level of experience being mithya. So having gone through Annamayaha Virat, Savashti Pranaha Sutratma Hiranyagarbha, Manomayaha again Samashti Manaha Hiranyagarbha, Vijnanamayaha Samashti Vijnanam Brahma Hiranyagarbha. Now we have come to the Anandamayaha, where we say Anandamaya Atma. And this happens to be the final level of experience, the subtlest of the all that's available for experience. It is in this we have both aspects. In all other levels, Annamayaha, the entire Annamaya, Annam Brahma, has been negated as the inert material product only. Annamayaha, Pranamayaha, Manomayaha, Vijnanamayaha, whatever is experienced at those levels, they're all only completely comes under the category of the inert material, anatma only, a part of the anatma prapancha. But only here in this, we have both atma-anatma aspects. That is why the first three of this anandamayaha, when we take the anandamaya as the atma, we analyze the anandamaya atma, here we understand this three different degrees of joy presented as the priyam modaha pramodaha, presented as the head and right and left wings of the anandamaya atma. Only the first three aspects form the anatma aspect. And that itself, why? Because the any degree of happiness, sukham, experienced is non-separate from the source of the sukham, that is Atma. Yesterday we explained that why Atma is not present separately as the sixth one. No. The fifth itself, the fifth layer of experience itself, we understand that an Atma also is presented here. So we have come to this point. The last part I'm going to read, தஸ்ய ஆனந்தமயஸ்ய ஆத்மனஹ இஷ்ட புத்ராதி தர்சனஜம் பிரியம் ஷிரஹ. A joy a person experiences at the sight of something desirable, lovable is priyam, and when a person attains that desirable object, then what he experiences is modaha. When a person is able to enjoy what he has attained, what is desirable, desired for him, the person enjoys the much greater joy when he is able to enjoy the desired object which he has attained. So, prakrishtaha evasaha harshaha pramodaha anandaha iti sukha samanyam atma priyadinam sukha avyavanam. Anyway, so all these different degrees of pleasure which are presented as the limbs of the trunk, the ananda atma. Sukha avyavanam atma, the self, the source of all those different degrees of pleasure, happens to be atma. It is presented as the trunk of the anandamaya atma. Different experiential pleasures, different degrees of experiential pleasures are presented as the limbs of that ananda atma. The reason was given, teshu anusyutatvat. Anusyutam asti. Atma anusyutaha asti. Atma, here, this abstract formless reality, whose swarupam is fullness of happiness, limitlessness, fullness. That Atma is inherent in any degree of sukham, any degree of pleasure. There cannot be priyam or modaha or pramodaha without the Atma. Atma alone is available for experience. The non-experienceable Atma, Atma which is not an object of experience, Atma which is ever of the nature of fullness of happiness, is never an object of experience, which can never be available for experience as an object. That Atma, Atma Swarupam, the fullness of happiness, that Atma alone is available for experience as Priyam, as Modaha, as Pramodaha. Which means there is no such thing called Sukham at all in anything else in the world. Any Sukham experienced is always the Swarupam of one's own self. Atma is the only source of happiness. Any Sukham experienced is one's own Swarupam only. In different degrees. How? That we are going to see anyway later on. Understood all these points. We come to the next part. Anandaha iti param brahma. And having, until now, having discussed about the anatma aspects of the anandamaya atma, now atma aspects of the anandamaya atma is going to be discussed hereafter. Anandaha iti param brahma. See, anandaha, you know, the very word itself, nand dhatu. Nandaha means joy. Anandaha with the prefix. Nandati is the verb. You came across in Bhajagovindam. Do you remember that verb? When I taught you Bhajagovindam many, many, many years ago? I do not remember it. Ago, I taught Bhajagovindam. Then you know, Nandati, Nandati, Nandati. So, Nandadha, 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 noun Anandaha. Anandaha itself means what? Fullness. Fullness of what? Fullness of happiness. That's why happiness and fullness, limitlessness, all three words are synonyms. Only Pujya Swami Dayananda Saraswati ji explains, makes it very clear. Anand, limitlessness, fullness and happiness are like synonyms. We will not find it in any dictionary. We'll go and search for how infinitude and happiness are one and the same. You cannot understand. Swamiji explains very well. So being limited, being inadequate is being bound, being unhappy. Okay, being inadequate, being limited is being unhappy, being bound. Therefore, being full is being limitless. Being limitless is being free and being happy. If you convert them into nouns, you will get fullness is equal to limitlessness. Limitlessness is equal to happiness, freedom. Freedom is equal to happiness. Understand? Therefore, they're all synonyms. Otherwise, how will you understand? So, anandam, anandaha iti param brahma. So, this fullness of happiness is nothing but sakshat, the absolute reality, which is ever of the nature of infinitude, limitlessness, implied by the term brahma, param brahma. Taddhi shubha karmana. So, what he says, Shankaracharya says here, sukham, happiness means it is you. You are every individual human being addressed. You are the only source of happiness. You are yourself happiness. It doesn't know happiness, no degree of sukham comes from anywhere else. Any object of desire can be only nimittam for you just to be yourself, to experience your own sarupam. Very nimittam. It becomes a nimittam only. How it becomes a nimittam? It contributes for having certain mental disposition. Pujya Swamiji calls it certain mental. Exactly how there is some specific antakarna vritti in deep sleep state. It is not a thought. It is some sort of antakarna vritti viseshaha. Certain mental disposition you have, then in that condition, there is sukha anubhavaha. The same way here he is going to say, there are certain conditions are there for you to be able to experience your own sarupam, to become manifest and to experience that sukham. Okay, you have to be manifested for you to be able to see, isn't it? Of course, you are the only experience. The experiencer is you. There's no other experiencer. Experiencer is Brahma, Atma, that is you. Experiencer is you, even though Atma is not the experiencer. And is experiencer Atma, to experience one's own sarupam, it needs a medium, manifesting medium, isn't it? So here, the certain conditions are required for that manifestation. First of all, what's the condition? Shubham karma. An auspicious action. An auspicious action is an action which does not transgress the universal values, does not go against dharma, a punya karma. So shubha karma is punya karma. Shubha karmana means punya karmana. If a person has punya karma, so as a result of the punya karma, shubha karma, an auspicious action, righteous action, produces the punya phalam. If the punya phalam is there, then pratyupasthapyamane. Okay. Result of the punya karma, putra mitradi vishaya visesha upadhau. When there is an object of desire, one's own child or friend, etc., not enemies, okay? Putramitradi, suppose you see an enemy, then there can't be joy, isn't it? That's why Putramitradi. Putramitradi, Vishya Visesha Upadav, when a specific desirable object becomes the manifesting medium, such as son, friend, etc., then the person has a specific mental disposition. Antakarna vritti viseshe. Then what happens? Tamasa aprachadyamani. Tamasa aprachadyamani. Again, tamas here means there's no predominance of tamas, there's no predominance of rajas. Therefore, then sattva becomes, in certain conditions, sattva is predominant. Tamasa aprachadyamani. When this, there's no, nothing, when this is not inhibited, when sarupam is not inhibited or veiled by predominance of tamas, we can include rajas also, rajas also. Prasanne. When there is, when it's quiet, the mind is also quiet, calm, free from agitation, prasanne, abhivyajyate. Abhivyajyate is a beautiful verb. No, one's own sarupam manifests, becomes manifest. That, and this is contributed by what? Pratyupasthapyamana, subhakarmana pratyupasthapyamanam bhavati. It is arranged by, ordained by the Bhagavan of order as a result of punya karma. Certain order works there. In Puja Samaja's language, certain order works there. That's how you are able to experience that sukham. So, so many conditions are there. That's why this putra putra adi vishya visesha upadhi becomes nimittam. In fact, no, sukham is not from the object, it's only instrumental. It's only instrumental, it's not the object or source of. No. This we all know very well, a kindergarten story, all of you have must have heard many, many times before, and which Ramakrishna Paramahamsa's book, all of you must have read it. I also told this many times before, still I remind you here. There's a dog which keeps on biting the bone. And the, when the dog is biting the bone is so hard, it causes some wound, no? But the poor dog doesn't know that. And that because of friction caused by the bone, the blood starts oozing from the dog's mouth, its own flesh. And the blood comes and the dog enjoys the blood. And the dog mistakes things. Only when it is biting the bone, blood comes. But it thinks blood is from the bone. Really speaking, bone is only nimittam for its own blood to ooze, isn't it? Its own blood's enjoy. It's not from the bone. Its own blood's enjoying, but biting is because the... So, sukham, any degree of sukham experienced is not from any object. It is one's own sarupam. So, prasanne, whenever mind is calm, quiet, and peaceful, in that mind, happiness, one's own sarupam manifests as a degree of sukham. Especially, and that prasannam manaha is possible, only tamas is not veiling it, when the sattva is predominant, the degree sattva is predominant, when it is not, the no inhibiting factor, such as tamas, atamas caused problems, then certain mental disposition is there, and some object of desire becomes also nimittam. It is then the result of punya karma, you know, actually ordains an enjoyment of such degree of sukham. It's very beautifully explained here. Taddishubha karmana pratyupasthapyamane putra mitradi vishya visesha upadhau antahkarana vritti viseshe tamasa aprachadyamane prasanne manasi abhivyajyate. Okay. Now, but what does the world think? Whenever sukham is there, okay, for which an external object becomes nimittam, instrumental, not knowing this, we think tad vishaya sukhamiti prasiddham loke. In this world, it is well known as what? Vishaya sukham. Any degree of sukham experienced is mistaken to be, okay, vishaya sukham, vishayanandaha. I mean, we think the sukham is from the object. Like it's mistaken to be the vishya sukham. It's mistaken to be the pleasure born of the object. That's why we call that as object of pleasure. Really speaking, it is not vishya sukham. Even though it is mistaken to be vishya sukham in the world, it is always known as vishaya sukham in the world. Really speaking, there is no such a thing called vishaya sukham, vishayanandaha. Any degree of experiential pleasure is mistaken to be a pleasure born of the object. That is not so. It can be said to be vishaya sukham. There is no such a thing called vishayanandaha, vishaya sukham at all. It's only swarupanandaha. Swarupananda manifested alone, it's experienced, okay, for which external objects become nimittam, it is mistaken to be Vishayananda. Swarupananda is not Vishayananda, but any Vishayananda is Swarupananda only. One Swarupam. Tad vritti visesha pratyupasthapakasya karmanaha anavasthitatvat sukhasya kshanikatvam. Now the question comes, if it is swarupananda, it is one's own swarupam, then it is a fullness of happiness, limitlessness manifest alone is any fraction of sukham means pleasure or any degree of sukham, happiness means, why it is time bound? Why it is momentary? Kshanikatvam kimartam? Why the sukham we experience does not remain permanently? It comes and goes. That's why called it, we say degree of sukham. Joy, greater joy, greatest joy. We talk about the gradations of experienced joy. Okay, gradations. And any degree of sukham experienced is what? Momentary only. It is time bound. Kshanikatva means it has the status of being momentary. Sukhasya kshanikatvam kimartam. He says, vritti visesha pratyupasthapakasya karmanah anavasthitavat. See, this object, the object which serves the instrument of, it becomes instrumental for the manifestation of that sukham, karma, upasthapakam karma, okay, vritti visesha pratyupasthapakasya karmanah anavasthitava, anavasthitatvat, yes, anavasthitatvam, any object of pleasure, which is said to be instrumental for the manifestation of sukham, that object has time limitation. Object has time bound. Anavasthitatvam asti karmanaha. And also punya karma also, any punya karma also, the punya also has its limited time bound limitation, isn't it? Then there's a permanent punyam. Therefore, There's no permanent punyam. So punyam also comes to an end. And that mental disposition also changes because the object of pleasure, the object which serves as a medium, instrumental also is time-bound. Upasthapakasya karmanaha anavasthitavat, anavasthitatvat. Avasthitatva means permanence. Anavasthitatva means impermanence. Due to the impermanence, due to the nature of being impermanent, of the object, of the punyam, which alone presents, which contribute for such specific vritti visesha, that, because of that, the sukham experienced also becomes momentary. Is it clear? Yeah. Tad vritti visesha pratyupasthapakasya karmanaha anavasthitatvat sukhasya kshanikatvam. See, the punya karma, the punyam obtaining as a result of action, and the object which serves as nimittam, there are conditions. All of them have what now? Impermanence as the nature. Due to their impermanence, time-bound nature, and that which contribute for certain specific mental condition, condition also changes, then sukham also becomes momentary. Tad yada, he explains further, yada antahkaranam tamasa tamoghnena vidyaya brahmacharyena shaddhayacha nirmalattvam apadyate yavat yavat tavat tavat vivikte prasanne antahkarana ananda visheshaha utkrishyate vipuli bhavati. It's a very beautiful statement. See, that is Pujya Samji always used to make it very clear. Atma jnanam, this discovery of fullness of happiness, is not an event happening. Attained, people celebrate the day of enlightenment. Okay, I don't know how. The enlightenment, or attainment of moksha, attainment of jnanam, is not an event happening on a particular day, particular time, like something flashing, isn't it? Swamiji always used to make it very clear. See, Shankaracharya's own words are proof here. See, discovery of the truth, discovery of happiness, freedom, is actually constantly enhancing clarity. Okay? The more and more and more we understand, the more and more we, the change happens in us. We do not change, others also do not change us, nor can we change others. The cognitive shift, the change happens in us because as a result of understanding. Gradual understanding takes time. The change happens. The change, the more we appreciate the value of dharma, the more we live our lives in conformity with dharma, the more we discover the viveka, the more we understand, we have the discriminative understanding, the more dispassionate we become, effortlessly, naturally, is a maturity. Vivek Vairagyam is expression of maturity. The more, no, we become dispassionate, the more we become detached, the more less, because desire itself is possible. No, desire itself, ajnana, is ajnana karya. Any kamaha is ajnana karya humani. Therefore, the more understanding we have, the more we become committed to life of dharma, the more and more we become committed to life of karma, the more compassionate we will be, the more kind we will be. There will be empathy, sympathy, compassion, kindness, everything will be on our part. Accordingly, we will have now vivekaha. There will be understanding. As a result of which, there will be vairagyam also. So, the higher the degree of vairagyam, what happens now? There will be more peaceful mind. More peaceful the mind is, then in keeping with the purity of the mind, in keeping the degree of the mental purification, there'll be degree of the mental tranquility, higher degree of mental tranquility. In keeping the higher degree of mental tranquility, there'll be higher degree of manifestation of sukham. He Hankacharya presents two verbs here. Utkrishyate vipuli bhavati. What he says, look at this now. Now we understand why living the life of dharma is very important. Without living a clean life of universal values, there's no way of being mentally peaceful. There's no way of avoiding a split in the personality. There's no way of avoiding conflicts. Unless and until we avoid the conflicts, there's no way of prasanna antahkaranam. Without the prasanna antahkaranam, it is not possible to enjoy the greater degree of sukha. So the more we do of dharma, the more predominantly sattvic we will be. Dharma anushtanasya, so much importance is given in the shastram. Understand? So he says, listen to this sentence, beautiful sentence. Tade yada antahkaranam, this our antahkaran of the mind, tamasa, tapasa. See, so many tapas. See, living a life of dharma involves tremendous, strength, involves a great strain. One has to be very, very conscious of dharma, tapas that itself. So tapas means what? Strictly following the disciplines. Tamognena vidyaya. The knowledge which really destroys the ignorance. Destroys means what? In the presence of knowledge, there won't be ignorance. Ignorance becomes resolved. Therefore, it is to use tamogna vidya. Tamognena vidyaya. So, tamognena tapasa. Tamogrena tapasa, by strictly following the discipline such as living life of dharma, etc., when the tamas becomes reduced, it's not ignorance alone, here tamas, tamoguna, become reduced, the less is the more we live a life of dharma, the less will be tamas, there'll be more and more sattvam will be predominant. Then, brahmacharyena, we come to the word vidya later. Brahmacharyena. And also, living a life of brahmacharyam, following this discipline of celibacy also. Shraddhaya. So, brahmacharyam does not mean one deprive oneself of the enjoyment of pleasures. Brahmacharyam means, again, the living a clean life of dharma, then shraddhaya, and 100% unflinching faith in the shastram, the teaching of the shastram, and in following the life enjoined by the shastram. Shraddhaya cha. Faith in that following the discipline of life, way of life enjoined by the shastram. Shraddhaya cha. That is how nirmalatvam apadyate. Nirmalatvam means purity. Antakana shuddhi is nirmalatvam here. The purification is attained. How? Gradually. The purification is attained by strictly following the Vedic way of life enjoined by the Vedic Shastram. The way of life enjoined by the Shastram. With unflinching faith in that, that is how that becomes a tapas. I am not elaborating on what is Vedic way of life. I am not elaborating here. But that is how that is becomes a tapas. And as a result of the tapas, all following that way of life, which alone take care of the tamas. The tamas has to be driven. Swamiji always used to say this. The tamas has to be driven. One has to be active to drive away the tamas. And one has to, the activity must be in conformity with dharma, even to become less rajasic, to become more predominantly sattvic. Isn't it? One cannot suddenly jump and become sattvic. So that's why tapasa, tamogrena tapasa, by this discipline of tapas, which alone can remove the tamas, that remove means what? Which alone can convert the tamas into sattva. The tamas can be reduced, sattva can be increased. Then vidyaya, also by understanding of the teaching here, is not only knowledge here, the more we understand the teaching, the more we understand the value of dharma, the more we follow dharma, and the more we can be mentally tranquil. Brahmacharyena nirmalattam apadyate, mental purification. Because our desires, mainly kama and krodha, the desires become managed. When we are able to manage desires, thereby we are able to manage anger. The kama and krodha, Bhagavan talks very highlights even in the sixth chapter. So kama and krodha become managed. Nirmalatva apatthihi means attainment of mental purification, means being capable of managing one's desires and anger, thereby being able to manage all other impurities such as jealousy, hatred, fear, anxiety, etc. All of them can be managed easily, only if raga and dvesha. So desire in the form of raga dveshas, the raga dvesha management, anger management, thereby managing all the mental impurities alone is said to be here nirmalattam. So nirmalattam apadyate means all these emotions, raga dvesha, kama, kama is raga dvesha, kamaha, krodaha, raga dveshas, and also we can say lobaha, etc. All these mental impurities are well managed. Then there is certain relative mental purification will be there. Nirmalattam apadyate. When antakaranam attains mental purification relatively, yavat yavat nirmalattam apadyate. In keeping with the, yavat yavat tavat tavat. Vivikte prasanne. When there's vivid prasanne, prasanne antakarane. When the antakaranam becomes more and more tranquil, in keeping with the increase in the degree of mental purification. Yavat yavat nirmalattvam apadyate, tavat tavat antakaranam prasannam bhavati. As much as a person has mental purification, so much a person will have mental purification. Serenity. So serenity is in keeping with purification. Isn't it? The mind will be calm, quiet, serene, tranquil if the mind is free from these disturbances. That's why we say mental purification. If the mind is free from raga dveshas, there's no raga, no dvesha, no desire, binding desire, no anger, no jealousy, no hatred, no angst, no fear. If there are disturbances, that's why nirmalattam apadhi, when the mind is free from these impurities, naturally there'll be, in keeping with the degree of mental purification, there'll be the degree of mental tranquility. நிர்மலத்து. சோ யதா அந்தக்கணம் தபசா தமோக்னேன தபசா பிரம்மச்ச வித்யயா பிரம்மச்சரியேன ஸ்ரத்தையாச்ச நிர்மலத்துவம் ஆபத்யதே யாவத் யாவத் தாவத் தாவத் விவிக்தே பிரசன்னே அந்தக்கரணே ஆனந்த விசேஷா உத்கிருஷ்யதே. இன் சச்ச மைண்ட் அலோன் ஆனந்த விசேஷா ஓய் ஆனந்த விசேஷா ஓகே தி மேனிஃபெஸ்ட் ஹாப்பினஸ் விசேஷா மீன்ஸ் வாட் நோ மேனிஃபெஸ்டேஷன் தி மேனிஃபெஸ்டேஷன் ஆஃப் ஹாப்பினஸ் ஆல்சோ உத்கிருஷ்யதே. உத்கிருஷ்யதே மீன்ஸ் வாட் இன்க்ரீசஸ் மீன்ஸ் விபுலீபவதி. Why two verbs here? Vipuli bhavati also means increases. Utkrishyate also means increases. The two verbs here, ananda viseshaha utkrishyate means the manifestation of happiness increases in terms of quantity, in terms of quality. Vipuli bhavati means what? In terms of quantity. உத்கிருஷ்யே இன் டர்ம்ஸ் ஆஃப் குவாண்டிட்டி குவாலிட்டி. தட்ஸ் வை தென் யூ கேன் சே எனி சுக்கம் வாட் யுவர் ஓன் மேனிஃபெஸ்டேஷன் ஃபார் யூ ஜஸ்ட் ஃபார் யுவர் ஓன் சுரூபம் டு பிகம் மேனிஃபெஸ்ட் ஆல் தட் யூ நீட் இஸ் யூ நீட் டு கீப் யுவர் மைண்ட் கிளீன் பியூர் ஸ்டெடி. For the mind to be clean and steady, for the mind to be peaceful, it must be free from disturbances. For the mind to be free from disturbances, it must be free from all these impurities. For impurities not to be there, there's no way one has to, one has to live a life of dharma, which means one has to have this. Viveka vairagyam must be there. Finally, Shankaracharya will always take us to vairagyam. சாஸ்திரம் வில் டேக் அஸ் டு வைராக்கியம் ஒன்லி. வித்தவுட் வைராக்கியம் சி டிட்டாச்மெண்ட் டிஸ்பேஷன் ஐ எக்ஸ்பிளைன்ஸ் அகெயின் அண்ட் அகெயின் 100 times. டிட்டாச்மெண்ட் மஸ்ட் பி தேர், டிஸ்பேஷன் மஸ்ட் பி தேர், ஃபார் விவேகா மஸ்ட் பி தேர், இசன்ட் இட்? அண்ட் தென் ஒன்ஸ் திஸ் தேர்ஸ் யூ நோ தி வேல்யூ ஆஃப் தர்மா அண்ட் ஸ்ட்ரிக்ட்லி லிவ் அ லைஃப் ஆஃப் தர்மா. நோ சாய்ஸ். தர்மம் சரணம் கச்சாமி, தர்மம் சரணம் கச்சாமி. There's no choice. Therefore, now what important point is, if we have to get rid of tamas, if we have to become predominantly sattvic, all our activities must be in conformity with dharma. That is how tamas can be handled. Even rajas also can be handled. That's how we can become predominantly sattvic. And that involves what? That is a tapas. There is celibacy. There is shraddha. There is brahmacharya. This is the only way we can become mentally pure. Antakaranasya nirmalatva apatti. That is how it is possible. In keeping the nirmalatva apatti, antakarna prasannam bhavati. Antakarnasya prasannata is dependent on antakarnasya nirmalatva apatti. The peace, the serenity, the degree of mental serenity is dependent on the degree of mental purification. Then, in keeping the mental serenity, ananda viseshaha utkrishyate vipuli bhavati. The greater and the greater and the greater degree of joy will be there. So, joy actually increases in keeping with, in terms of quantity, in terms of quality. Utkrishyate means in terms of quality, the joy increases. happiness increases. In terms of quantity, joy increases. Vipuli bhavati. Where does it come from? That is your own swarupam. Never ever think happiness comes from anywhere else. It is your own swarupam. Okay, we'll go to the next sentence. Later on, we are going to see in the same chapter, Upanishad is going to say, use the term rasaha. Rasaha literally means essence. And the essence here implies swarupam. And the swarupam here is what? Anandaha. Therefore, he's going to say, raso vaisaha. Rasaha vaisaha. That Atma is happiness itself. Atma is happiness means what? The absolute reality, all-pervasive reality, the only reality obtaining as one's own innermost essence, implied by the term Atma, is ever of the nature of fullness of happiness. Raso vaisaha iti Upanishad vakshyati. Upanishad herself is going to state later on in the same chapter, we are going to see there are not two. Happiness and Atma are not two. Raso vaisaha. Because it is the consciousness implied with the term Atma alone is in the form of fullness of happiness. There are two. Rasagrihyevayam labdhvanandi bhavati. Another sentence will be there. Rasam hi eva labdhva ayam anandi bhavati. Is another sentence. This sentence also, they are all very powerful statements. Raso vaisaha. One's own self is the only source of fullness of happiness. Rasam hi eva, Anuswara is a Vedic. Just for understand now, you can leave it rasam. Rasag. But if you now get it, it's rasam. Rasam hi eva ayam labdhva anandi bhavati. Ayam means this person. Which person? Any person. The person anandi bhavati becomes happy. How does the person become happy? I am manushyaha anandi bhavati. Rasam hi eva labdhva anandi bhavati. The person, becomes happy, he thinks it is the joy he gets from a given object. He mistakes object to be a source of object of pleasure, and he thinks the pleasure is from that object, and it is also mistaken to be vishaya sukham or vishayanandaha. Actually, rasam labdhva eva ayam hi anandi bhavati. The person becomes happy only having gained one's own swarupanandaha. Having gained one's own swarupananda, indeed the person becomes happy. And for him to be happy, having attained one's own, gained one's own swarupam, to be happy, conditions are mentioned already. Isn't it? There must be desirable object. There must be mental disposition. Specific mental disposition, desired object. And also, one must, the punyam also should operate. Punya karma phalam also. Some punya karma we have earned in some previous janma, that punya karma phalam also works. Result of the punya karma, we have certain mental condition. In front of it, was also some desirable object. Now all these things are there. Then a person also is what now? Predominantly sattvic. See, that's why punya karma is important to have sattva, to become predominantly sattvic. We want to be happy, be sattvic, a person of, understand, contentment, satisfaction, peace, okay, joy. All these will be there only if there is mentally you are tranquil. The mental tranquility is possible only if there's no split in the personality. There will not be split in the personality only if the antakaram is pure. For antakaram to be pure, you had no choice, strictly live a life of dharma. That is why from day one, live a life of karma yoga, live a life of karma yoga. Why it is so much emphasized? Dharma anushtanam, that's why understanding the value of values. Specifically, very important. So here, rasam hi eva ayam labdhva anandi bhavati. Beautiful, isn't it? Having gained one's own swarupam, and with in a proper, depend on with different conditions, this person, anandi bhavati, becomes happy. So external object is only nimittam, it is not the source of happiness. Okay. Eshaha eva anandai, eshaha hi eva anandayanti. All these are from the same chapter, which are going to see in the later anuvakas. Yeshaha hi eva anandayati. Yeshaha eva hi anandayati means what? In fact, yeshaha eva means it is the swarupam of one's own self. Yeshaha means this atma alone. This all pervasive reality obtaining as the nearest self. Yeshaha, this Atma. This Atma means what? The nearest self. Which is nearest self? All pervasive reality. Obtaining as the nearest self. Innermost essence. Alone. Yeshaha eva anandayati. Means anandayati. Makes up. Anandayati. Anandayati becomes anandayati. Is alone, being only source of fullness of happiness, makes a person happy, anandayati, and becomes anandayati. So Vedic Chandasa Prayogaha. It, Atma alone makes one happy. Makes one's mind have that in degree of happiness. Different degrees of happiness. At eshaha eva anandayati. One's own atma, being only source of fullness of happiness, makes the person happy, makes the person enjoyer of happiness. Etasya eva anandasya anyani bhutani matram upajivanti. Now, the similar quotation mantra is quoted from Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. If you remember, I tell you one thing, secret. If in every, any bhashyam of any Upanishad of Adishankaracharya, carefully listen to the quotations, you can make out these are the quotations he repeats mostly. If these mantras become thorough in your mind, it's enough. I tell you, very, very important mantras. Etasseva anandasya anyani bhutani matram upajivanti. So upajivanti means enjoy, experience. The verb jivati literally means lives, isn't it? Upajivati means... See, while living, a person enjoys. That's why upajivati. Understand? So a person rejoices, delights, enjoys. So upajivanti. So anyani bhutani. All other beings enjoy. ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ అన్యాని భూతాని ఉపజీవంతి. ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ వాట్ మాత్రం. మాత్రా మీన్స్ వాట్? మాత్ర ఈస్ ఎ డిగ్రీ ఆఫ్. విత్ డిగ్రీ ఇంప్లైస్ వాట్? అ ఫ్రాక్షన్. మాత్ర మీన్స్ అ ఫ్రాక్షన్. సో ఆల్ బీయింగ్స్ ఎంజాయ్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ ఓన్లీ అ ఫ్రాక్షన్. ఫ్రాక్షన్ ఆఫ్ వాట్? ఏతస్యేవ ఆనందస్య. ఏతస్యేవ ఆనందస్య మాత్రం ఉపజీవంతి అన్యాని భూతాని. బృహదారణ్యక ఉపనిషత్ ఆల్సో, ఆఫ్ కోర్స్ ఆల్ ఉపనిషత్స్ యూనిఫామ్లీ గివ్ ద సేమ్ విషన్, సేమ్ రివీల్ ద సేమ్ ఫ్యాక్ట్, సేమ్ ట్రూత్. దట్స్ వై ఏతస్యేవ ఆనందస్య మాత్రం అన్యాని భూతాని ఉపజీవంతి. ఆల్ బీయింగ్స్ ఎంజాయ్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ ఓన్లీ అ ఫ్రాక్షన్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ ఆనంద, ఫుల్నెస్ ఆఫ్ హ్యాపీనెస్ విచ్ ఈస్ వన్స్ ఓన్ స్వరూపం. దే నో బీయింగ్ గెట్స్ ఎనీ హ్యాపీనెస్ ఫ్రమ్ ఎనీవేర్ ఎల్స్. ఆల్ బీయింగ్స్ ఆర్ ఎసెన్షియలీ ఆత్మ. Therefore, all beings, whichever being enjoys any degree of sukham in one's own mind, it's all one's own swarupam. Which is your swarupam, one's own swarupam, the book of only Atma. This is also another fact to understand, that oneness of the Atma. Atma being the only truth of all the beings, one swarupam of all the beings, all the beings enjoy their sukham manifested from their own swarupam. That's the meaning here. Etasya eva anandasya anyani bhutani matram upajivanti. Sometimes I change the sentence just to make it proper prose order. Got it? Okay. This we see from the 32nd mantra, the third section of 4th chapter of Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. Iti cha shrutyantarat. And the same fact is revealed, known from another statement of Shruti, another Vedic statement from Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. Another statement, Vedic statement of Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. Evam cha. This very important sentence, Shankaracharya sentence. Kama upashama utkarsha apekshaya. Kama upashama utkarsha apekshaya. Shataguna uttara uttara utkarshaha. Shataguna uttara uttara utkarshaha. Shataguna uttara uttara utkarshaha. Anandasya vakshyate. Evam cha. And evam, in this manner, kama upashama utkarsha apekshaya. Kama utkarsha apekshaya. Kama upashama utkarsha apekshaya. See, the apeksha, be careful, in Sambhashana class you learned differently. Apeksha means more than also. By apekshaya means in conformity with. Evam cha, in this manner, kama utkarsha apekshaya, in conformity with kama upashamaha. Kama upashamaha means resolution of desires. Kamanam upashamaha, kama upashamaha. So, in conformity with decrease in number of desires, in conformity with decrease in the number of desires. So, he says, kama upashama utkarsha apekshaya. In conformity with the increase in the reduction of desires, in Reduction means the reduction of disease should increase. Reduction should increase. There should not be increase of the increased increase, but the reduction of increase. Reduction of disease should increase, isn't it? Got it. So means the more the disease resolve, the more and more and more the disease resolve. How the more and more disease resolve? The more, the stronger the viveka, the stronger will be vairagyam. The stronger the vairagyam, the degree of vairagyam will be in keeping with the degree of viveka. When vairagyam is there, naturally, disease also will become less. Effortlessly, disease resolve themselves. Here, we are not asked to give up disease. There's no way of burying, undoing, destroying, oppressing, giving up disease. Disease has to resolve themselves. Only Viveka can help us handle disease. Viveka is very important. Viveka is possible only if you are intellectually sharp. The intellectual sharpness is possible, stability is possible only if you stick to live a life of dharma. Understand? So, Atma anatma vastu viveka, nitya vastu viveka, that viveka is possible. See, we simply listen, oh, permanent thing alone can give me permanent happiness. Time-bound things cannot give me permanent happiness. So, it's not to go after impermanent things. I should go after the permanent thing, it is Atma. We simply talk, it is not simply talking. That a strong passion for Atma-jnana should become there. No, the dispassion towards other things should go naturally. That is possible. Viveka will be very, very, it's possible. Degree of intellectual sharpness is there. That intellectual sharpness to appreciate, okay, to have Viveka is possible only for Bhagavan's grace. For Bhagavan's grace, we have to strictly live a life of dharma, okay? And that is why, that is the thing. So one Viveka is there, then Vairagyam is possible. If Vairagyam is there, that is what is mentioned, said here as what now? Kama upashama utkarsha apekshaya, in conformity with the increase in the reduction or the resolution of desires, shatagunam. Guna means number, okay, the time. Shataguna means 100 times. Shataguna uttara utkarshaha. Shataguna uttarottara utkarshaha. Uttara uttarottara utkarshaha means what? 100 times more and more. 100 times greater will be what now? Utkarshaha. Anandasya utkarshaha, shataguna anandasya utkarshaha, shataguna uttarottara utkarsha, anandasya vakshyate. See, there will be 100 times, okay, more and more increase of happiness. Anandasya utkarshaha bhavishyati. Anandasya utkarshaha means increase of joy. Increase of joy in terms of quantity and quality. Utkarsha, exaltedness of joy, increase of joy. Upanishad is going to say later on, we are going to see that later on. Vakshyate. Increase of joy, exaltedness of joy in terms of quality and quantity, which is going to talk later on how 100 times more and more and more of joy. Increase of joy. Shataguna uttarottarotkarshaha. 100 times increase of much greater and greater degree of happiness, which is going to stay. How? Very important. काम उपशम उत्कर्ष अपेक्षया द मोर अ पर्सन बिकम्स फ्री फ्रॉम द होल्ड ऑफ डिजायर्स द मोर द पर्सन इज डिस्पैशनेट द मोर अ पर्सन विल बी पीसफुल द मोर अ पर्सन इज फ्री फ्रॉम डिस्टर्बेंसेस द मोर द पर्सन इज पीसफुल द ट्रैंक्विल द मोर जॉय विल बी मैनिफेस्टेड द मैनिफेस्टेशन ऑफ वन्स ओन स्वरूपम द ग्रेटर विल बी द डिग्री ऑफ जॉय अ पर्सन विल हैव. Is it clear now? This is the order. Sukhasya, is it? Sukhasya utkarshaha, anandasya utkarshaha is dependent on detachment. Detachment implies dispassion. Dispassion implies vivekaha. That is the order here. In fact, being free from the hold of desires implies being free from the hold of all mental impurities, anger, etc. If the desires become less, anger is managed, and jealousy, hatred, fear also become managed, there'll be peaceful mind. As already it was said, what was said is repeated here. And that is how there'll be compassion, there'll be kindness, there'll be accommodation, there'll be understanding, there won't be hatred. It's all very important. That's why being spiritual means taking care of one's mind. Being spiritual means taking care of one's own mind. Puja Swamiji always used to say, you just look after yourself. I remember Swamiji saying many occasions. Take care of your peace, appa. Unna paathukko modalla. Adibar, Swamiji. Satsangilela. Unna paathukko ni modalla. So, evam cha, kama upashama utkarsha apekshaya shataguna uttarottarotkarshaha anandasya vakshyate. The question here, Samhamsa students. Anandasya utkarshaha उत्तरोत्तर आनंदस्य उत्कर्षः शतगुणोत्तरोत्तर आनंदस्य उत्कर्षः कथं भविष्यति. व्हाट इज द आंसर? काम उपशम उत्कर्ष अपेक्षया. इट गोज हैंड इन हैंड. ओके, द मोर यू लिव कॉन्शियसली अ लाइफ ऑफ धर्म, द मोर sharper you become, the more you have viveka, the more you have vairagyam, the more you become free from the hold of desires, the more you're able to manage your emotions. In keeping with that, the greater and greater will be the degree of joy. The Upanishad says, shataguna uttarottarotkarshaha. There'll be increase of happiness 100 times. Okay. Evam cha utkrishyamanasya anandamayasya atmanaha. Evam cha utkrishyamanasya anandamayasya atmanaha paramartha brahma vijnana apekshaya Brahma Parameva. Very nice sentence. Okay. I'm repeating so many times so that you really, Shankar Bhagavad Pada's own words should get into the heart, mind. I tell you, you'll never forget it. Evam cha utkrishyamanasya anandamayasya atmanaha paramartha brahma vijnana apekshaya Brahma Parameva. See, Paramartha Brahma Vijnanam means what? Paramartha Brahma Vijnana means absolute knowledge of the clear, doubt-free, ascertained knowledge of the absolute reality. Is Paramartha Brahma Vijnanam. Clear, doubt-free, ascertained knowledge of the absolute realities, Paramartha Brahma Vijnanam. Paramartha Brahma Vijnana Apekshaya Brahma Param Eva Brahmeva Param. So what is more exalted than Brahma Jnanam? Brahma Jnanam is exalted. Paramartha Brahma Vijnanam means Brahma Jnanam. The Dharja, the absolute reality, is exalted. And what is more exalted than Brahma Jnanam is the very Brahman. Brahma Parameva, Paramartha Brahma Vijnana Apekshaya, Param Brahmaiva Param. Why? Because Brahman is the support. Brahman is the support. Support of what? Support of Anandamayasya Atmanaha. This we saw Tasya Shirameva Priyameva Shiraha Modo Dakshina Pakshaha Pramoda Uttara Pakshaha. First, Anandamaya Atma. What is that support? Support is Brahma. Anandamaya Atmanaha. That too, Utkushyamanasya Anandamayasya Atmanaha. For this, constantly, okay, for this Utkushyamanasya Anandamayasya Atmanaha. For this Anandamaya Atma, having the degrees of happiness in ascendance. Utkushyamana means having the degrees of happiness in ascendance. Utkushyamanasya Anandamayasya Atmanaha. Of this Anandamaya Atma, which is of the degrees, different degrees of happiness in ascendance. For this, Brahma Parameva, absolute reality, Brahman is the Param, because it is the support. And here Brahman is presented as the support for what? Paramartha Vijnana Apekshaya. See, Param Brahma is exalted, more exalted than the Parabrahma Jnanam, the one meaning. But actually, say here we have to take differently. Paramartha Brahma Vijnanarthameva Param Brahma, the Brahma Parameva. The Param Brahma, the reality Brahman, is presented as the exalted Brahman, presented as the support of the Anandamaya Atma. Anandamaya, can say called Anandamayaha, which is said to be of different degrees of happiness in ascendance, because specifically for us to arrive at the knowledge of the reality, for us to have knowledge of the reality, for us to arrive at what exactly is Param Brahma. Param Brahma, Paramartha Brahma Vijnanarthameva. Param Brahma, Brahma Param. Iti Pradarshitam. Absolute reality is presented as the support of the Anandamaya Atma, ultimately for the purpose of having the doubt-free ascertained vision of the Param Brahma. What is that Brahma, Param Brahma? Yat Prakritam Satya Jnanananda Lakshanam. It is this absolute reality, Paramartha Brahma, Brahman, which is presented as the support of the Anandamaya Atma, that Param Brahma. Yet Prakritam Satya Jnanananda Lakshanam, which was already discussed in the very beginning of the chapter, as Satyam Jnanam Anantam, as There's the reality having the nature of existence, consciousness, limitlessness. Yasya pratipatyartham. Pratipatyartham, for the understanding of which Brahman alone, yes, pratipattihi means understanding. Pratipatyartham, yasya cha pratipatyartham. And for the understanding of that Brahman alone, pancha annadimayaha koshaha upanyastaha. So analysis of five koshas such as annamaya, etc., was presented only for the sake of understanding of that Brahman. Yachcha tebhyaha abhyantaram. And it is this Brahman which is presented as the, said to be the most internal to all of them. Yenacha te sarve atmavantaha. It only because of this atma, all those koshas also, okay, enjoy their existence. Enjoy the status of being existent. Tad Brahma Puchyam Pratishtha. That Brahman is the support of Anandamaya Kosha. I'll repeat again. Tad Brahma Puchyam Pratishtha. That absolute reality, which is of the nature of infinitude, limitlessness, is the tail, the support of Anandamaya Kosha. Which Brahma? Brahman, which was in the very beginning discussed, being presented as the Satyam Jnanam Anantam, which is said to be of the nature of Satyam Jnanam Anantam. And pancha annadimayaha koshaha upanyastaha tasya brahmanaha pratipatyartham. And why there's a presentation of these five koshas, annamaya, etc., also is for the understanding of that Brahman only, for arriving at the Brahman in terms of its nature of happiness, fullness of happiness. Yachcha tebhyaha abhyantaram. And it is this Brahman which is the innermost of all those, from all those five koshas, Brahman is the innermost, abhyantaram. Yenacha te sarve atmavantaha. It is because of this Brahman alone, all of them have the status of being existent as atmavantaha. Tad Brahma Puchyam Pratishtha. And that Brahman alone is said to be the support of all the koshas. In fact, please understand, the Brahman which is presented as the support of the Anandamaya Kosha is the only adhishtanam for all the koshas. We arrive at that Brahma. You can't arrive at, understand Brahman at the physical level itself, because there is no manifestation here. The reality being the subtlest, it has to be arrived only in terms of its nature of consciousness, in terms of its nature only. Therefore, it is presented as the source of the subtlest Swarupma of the very experiencer. We have to go to the very experience. Who is the experiencer of the Sukham? Who is the experiencer of the Sukham? It is not only this Sukham. Any degree of Sukham experienced in any time is only, that is, Swarupa Sukha Anubhavaha only. There is only experience of one's own Swarupam. But a fraction. Sorry, Matra Upajivanti. Sorry, Matra Upajivanam. Sorry, experience of the fraction only. That's why it is said, Swamiji never liked to say, when people do Dhruti Shivek also will say, I'm not the body. Swamiji never liked it. He had to understand that I'm distinct from the body. Never say I'm not the body. I'm distinct from the body. I, the consciousness, am distinct from the known body. I, the knower, am distinct from the known body, but not distant, which means I, the consciousness, okay, even I'm not the body, but the body is I. Body is the Atma. Atma is not the prana, but the prana is Atma. Atma is not the mind, but the mind is Atma. Atma is not the intellect, but intellect is Atma. Atma is not any degree of sukham, but any degree of sukham is Atma. Everything is Atma, absolutely. Atma is not anything. That is how you can establish the Advaita Darshanam. So that Brahman, that absolute reality is the only support of this, only source of any degree of happiness, because it is that Atma. Because of the Atma alone, is body or prana or mind or intellect, everything becomes Atmavantaha. All of them become Atmavantaha. And the whole Panchakosha analysis, what is it for? The Panchakosha, Panchakosha Prakriya itself is for understanding Brahman. The methodology to arrive at the Brahman. Panchakosha Vivekaha, the understanding of analysis of Panchakosha, Vichara itself is for understanding the Brahman. The Brahman, which alone was originally presented as Satyam Jnanam Anantam. Therefore, Brahman is here presented as the support of Anandamaya Kosha, specifically for understanding that Brahman. Why are we studying this now? Our aim is to understand what the reality is. And the reality is not, we are not interested in knowing the reality. We are interested in moksha, our moksha. Okay? We are interested in freedom. We are interested in happiness, sukham, everlasting, permanent sukham. That is why our goal is moksha, not even jnanam. But moksha and jnanam being identical, we have no choice. We have to discover the Atma. So we have to discover the truth of the whole cosmos as truth of our own sarupam. Atma sarupa jnanenaiva parambrahma vastu sarupa jnanam. Hey, the reality of the whole cosmos can be arrived at as one's own sarupam. In arriving at that sarup and arriving at one's own truth, we arrive at our moksha, the freedom. Because moksha, the freedom, every sarupam of the Atma reality. And where can we arrive at it? In our own mind. As what? As a sarupam of the experiencer. There's no experiencer other than the Atma. And what is experience is also Atma. And experience, the sukham, is manifestation of Atma. Any experience is also manifestation of the fraction of the fullness of happiness. And to arrive at that Atma alone, the whole prakriya is used. The method of analyzing the five koshas is used for in order to arrive at Atma being our own sarupam. All the koshas have been analyzed. Arriving at the sarupam. And Atma is the support of everything. Why? Because we're going to see other class also. The whole samsara is because of the erroneous notion we entertain about ourselves. ఇట్ ఈస్ అహంకార. అహంకార ఈస్ ది కాజ్ ఆఫ్ సంసార. దెర్ఫోర్ ది ఎరోనియస్ నోషన్ హ్యాస్ టు బి కరెక్టెడ్, ది ఎరోనియస్ పర్సెప్షన్ హ్యాస్ టు బి కరెక్టెడ్. ఫర్ ది జ్ఞానం ఈస్ ది ఓన్లీ మీన్స్. అండ్ హౌ ఆర్ యూ గోయింగ్ టు అండర్స్టాండ్ దట్ బ్రహ్మన్, బ్రహ్మాత్మ? దట్ ఈస్ వై పంచకోశ ప్రక్రియ హ్యాస్ బిన్ ప్రెసెంటెడ్ విత్ ది ఉపనిషత్. తదేవచ సర్వస్య అవిద్యా పరికల్పితస్య ద్వైతస్య అవసానభూతం అద్వైతం బ్రహ్మ ప్రతిష్ట ఆనందమయస్య ఏకత్వ అవసానత్వాత్. వెరీ బ్యూటిఫుల్ సెంటెన్స్ దిస్ ఆల్సో. తదేవచ మీన్స్ వాట్? తదేవ బ్రహ్మ, తద్ బ్రహ్మైవ. దాట్ బ్రహ్మన్ అలోన్ ఇస్ వాట్? సర్వస్య అవిద్యా పరికల్పితస్య ద్వైతస్య అవసానభూతం అవసానభూతం అద్వైతం బ్రహ్మ ప్రతిష్ట. దాట్ బ్రహ్మన్ అలోన్ ఈస్ వాట్? ఈస్ ది అవసానభూతం ప్రతిష్ట ఆనందమయస్య ప్రతిష్ట. దట్ బ్రహ్మన్ అలోన్ ఈస్ ది సబ్స్ట్రాటం, ది అధిష్టానం, ది సపోర్ట్ ఆఫ్ ది ఆనందమయ ఆత్మ. ఆనందమయ అధిష్టానం ఆనందమయస్య ప్రతిష్ట మీన్స్ ఆనందమయస్య అధిష్టానం. ఇట్ ఇస్ అవసానభూతం. అవసానభూత మీన్స్ అధిష్టానం. అధిష్టానం మీన్స్ వాట్? సపోర్ట్, ది సబ్స్ట్రాటం. ఇట్ మీన్స్ దర్ ఇస్ నో ఆనందమయ అవుట్ సైడ్ ఆఫ్ ది ఆత్మ బ్రహ్మ. దట్ బ్రహ్మన్ ఈస్ ది అవసానభూతం అధిష్టానం ఆఫ్ ది ఆనందమయ ఆత్మ. దాట్ బ్రహ్మన్ విచ్ ఈస్ అధిష్టానభూతం, అధిష్టానం దేవసానభూతం, సపోర్ట్ ఆఫ్ ది ఆనందమయ లోన్ ఈస్ వాట్ నౌ? సర్వస్య అవిద్యా పరికల్పితస్య ద్వైతస్య ఈస్ ది ఓన్లీ సపోర్ట్ ఆఫ్ ది ఎంటైటీ ఆఫ్ ది వరల్డ్ ఆఫ్ డ్యువాలిటీ. డ్యువాలిటీ caused by avidya. See, dvaitam is what? The world of duality. Sarvasya dvaitasya means entirety of the world of duality has that Brahman as its support, adhishtanam. Anandamayasya adhishtanam brahmaiva sarvasya dvaita prapanchasya api adhishtanam. There are not two adhishtanams, are not there. Only adhishtanam of the entity of the world of duality. And the world of duality caused by what? Avidya parikalpitam. It's only because of ignorance there is appearance of the world of duality. So this entity of the world of duality, the appearance of which is caused by the ignorance of Brahma, truth. For the entity of the world of duality, the support is Brahma. Which Brahma? The only Brahma which we arrive at as our own Swarupam, which as the Swarupam, as support of the Anandamaya Atma. Understand now? This is how Brahma Jnanam is equal to Atma Jnanam. Understand now? The truth of the entity of the cosmos, the world of duality, is arrived at as the truth of one's own self. Ekatva avasanatvat. Why? Because there is oneness. This Brahman has the status of being the only adhishtanam of everything. ఏకత్వ అవసానత్వాత్ మీన్స్ ஏகத்வ அவசானத்துவம் அஸ்தி பிரம்மணஹா, விச் மீன்ஸ் இட் ஈஸ் திஸ் ஒன் செகண்ட்லெஸ் நான் டுவல் ரியாலிட்டி பிரம்மன் அலோன். இட் ஈஸ் இஸ் அப்சல்யூட் ரியாலிட்டி பிரம்மன் அலோன். Is non-dual reality, enjoying the oneness. What is it finally which arrives at oneness? You say Brahman alone culminates in being non-dual. Okay. One, let me read once in a second, we finish this. Asti tadekam avidya kalpitasya dvaitasya avasana bhutam advaitam brahma pratapucham. Asti tadekam avidya kalpitasya dvaitasya அவசானபூதம் அத்வைதம் பிரம்ம தது ஏகம் அஸ்தி. சோ தி அப்சல்யூட் ரியாலிட்டி பிரம்மன் அப்டெயின் ஆஸ் தி சப்ஸ்ட்ராட்டம் அதிஷ்டானம் ஆஃப் தி என்டைட்டி ஆஃப் தி வேர்ல்ட் ஆஃப் டியுவாலிட்டி காஸ்ட் பை தி இக்னரன்ஸ் இஸ் வாட் தி பிரம்மன் அலோன். பிரம்ம பிரதிஷ்டா புச்சம் தது ஏதஸ்மின் அபி அர்த்தே ஏஷஹ ஸ்லோகஹ பவதி. தது ஏதஸ்மின் அபி அர்த்தே. சோ therefore now he says in this regard also there is a ரிக்மந்த்ரஹ which follows in the sixth அனுவாகஹ. Understand? See here two things we have to remember. Shankara Bhagavatpada makes it very clear. This Brahman, the reality Brahman, which is arrived at as one's own Swarupam, which is of the nature of limitlessness, happiness, through the analysis of five koshas, which is arrived at as the support of the Anandamaya, that is understood as support of the all five koshas, is the only adhishthanam substratum of the entirety of the world of duality, the appearance of which is caused by ignorance, avidya. Avidya parikalpitasya dvaitasya avasana bhutam advaitam brahma tad ekam. That is one alone. The Brahma Pratishtha Puchyam. Not only individual body, mind, and scamper Padishthanam Brahma, Anandamayasya Adishthanam is Sarvakosha Adishthanam. Sarvakosha Adishthanam is Sarva Jagad Adishthanam. This is the final teaching. Okay? Anandamayasya Adishthanam Brahmatma is Sarvakosha Adishthanam. சர்வகோஷ அதிஷ்டானம் பிரம்ம இஸ் சமக்ரஸ்ய விஸ்வஸ்ய அதிஷ்டானம் அவசான பூதம். தெர்ஃபோர் வாட் இஸ் தேர் இஸ் ஒன்லி நான் டுவல் ரியாலிட்டி இதி பிரம்மானந்தவல்யாம் பஞ்சமோனுவாக சமாப்தஹ. சம்மரைஸ் ஈச் சாப்டர் ஐ வில் டூ இட் சம்டைம். ஓகே. ஓம் பூர்ணமத பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்யதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. ஹரி ஓம் தத்சத். ஸ்ரீகுருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரி ஓம்.